The Hat Garden Hour is recorded before a live studio audience.
Hey there, cats and kittens. I'm Mike Hoffman, and as you heard, this is the Half Guarded Hour here at HalfGuarded.com before a live studio audience of two dogs. Get off my crock. We have, I recorded part of this show earlier this week. I had the really good interview actually with James Swift. I wasn't sure how long it would go, so I think I did like 25 minutes. I'm going to tack that on at the end of this, but I wasn't sure if it was going to be Swift or Grady, because, you know, I'll take whoever I can get. I'm currently recording this as I'm waiting possibly for one of my guests who would actually be a legitimate guest for the show. He'll be on the show. Get off of my dick! He'll be on the show either before you hear this, or actually it would be after this no matter what. But it's 9:30 on a Friday night and I have no life. And I promise people, and it's not fake anger. Like, this, even just thinking about these things. Like, there are things happen in life, and I have to, like, put them away. I have to shunt them off to the side, put them in a little box, and be like, okay, I'm not going to think about this for right now, because if I do, I'm going to get really, really angry. So, like, I kind of compartmentalize, like a lot of people do. And then I drink, and then it comes back up. But I have legitimate rage, and I don't give a fuck if you listen to this or not. It's my fucking show, my website. I can say whatever I want. If you don't like it, fuck off and go to hell. Kiss my ass. Lick it, too, while you're down there. You know, why would somebody kiss my ass? I want you to lick the ass. That's way better feeling. Right there. Just dig in there. Get the corn out. Anyways.
Swallow the mic. Swallow the mic.
Fucking, I need a, actually, my microphone's fine. It's a stupid cable, I think. That needs to be a little stronger, I think.
Yeah.
So whatever. I'll probably have to pause this if it gets screwed up. Anyway, I have a rant. I have to be kind of nonspecific, even though the person I'm talking about will probably never, ever hear this. But if they do, I want that plausible deniability. Illinois is a piece of shit state, and I hate it. All I'm doing while I live here is saving money so that I can leave. I want to pay off my debts and get out of here. My goal is just to get like a little trailer in Seattle or something, hang out with Tony all day, and drink and smoke weed, and just that's it for life. I don't want to be in this state. Illinois is a horribly run state. The politics of this state are borderline criminal. And it's not a left or right thing. It's all Democrats. It's 100% Democrats in this state. And it has nothing to do with their actual underlying ideology. Or maybe it does. I don't give a shit. It's one guy in particular, Mike Madigan. He's a Speaker of the House of Illinois, and he has just run this state into the ground. He's a moron. He treats it like garbage. It just sucks. But I'm kind of half used to that. I'm half used to the fact that, like, I think three of the last five governors of Illinois are in jail right now or have gone to jail. One of them may be dead. Like, I think we currently have two sitting former governors in jail. I know Rob Blagojevich is in jail, and no one in Illinois even cares. Mayor Daley, you've probably heard Mayor, like, the longtime mayor of Illinois, who took, of Chicago, who took the position, there's a couple guys in between him and his dad, but he ran the city of Chicago for decades. For a while, he did a really good job, but he left the city in debt up to its ass. He just sold stuff off so that he could build a big-ass park. Like, Chicago has something called Millennium Park with this giant abstract art. It's called The Bean. And it looks like a fucking bean, and that's all it is, and we call it The Bean. Nobody really knows what it is, but we're kind of like, oh, we're famous for The Bean. And anyway, the park is nice and all, but it was supposed to cost $200 million and take 3 years, and it cost like $400 million and took six. That's Illinois. It's a crap state run by crap assholes. Mayor Daley's wife is a cunt. And she had a cancer. I wish it had taken her earlier. Because Chicago has two airports. Chicago is one of the biggest cities in the world. We have like 9 or 10 million people in the metro area or whatever. Even more if you throw in Milwaukee and part of fucking Indiana or whatever. I don't know. And O'Hare Airport is like the busiest airport on earth, they always claim. We have Midway, which is also busy. We keep saying we need a third airport. And so for a while, we're like, oh, where can we put it? Where can we put it? We had a third airport. It was called Miggs Field. It wasn't big or anything like that, but it was an airport. It could have been renovated and turned into a serviceable third airport. Because when you have a third airport in a city, you don't need it to be super huge. Like, you still have O'Hare Airport. Everyone in the world's heard of fucking O'Hare. Because if you ever travel to United, that's where it goes through. It goes through freaking O'Hare. Uh-oh, my contact just called me. I got to stop this rant. Damn it. I'll be back, and I'll finish the rant. It's good. And I haven't got to the juicy part. But fuck Illinois. So yeah, fuck Illinois. Yeah, that's right. What a fucking beautiful, just smooth transition that is. So I recorded that part of this fucking little opening rant hours ago. I just did an hour-long podcast with our awesome guest we're going to have up on the show on Monday. So make sure to tune in on Monday, fuckers. I'm going to continue my fucking rant right now. I'm talking to some chicken from Tinder. I don't think she's listening. Oh, fuck. I hope she listened to this. That'd be embarrassing. But, I want to have sex with you. So my fucking rant. So I went through all this shit about Illinois. And, Mike, you're a libertarian. And you don't like to let them. Fuck it. That had nothing to do with that. This one's all about, okay. If you're listening to this, comma, person, addressing that person. Just, I don't know why you'd be listening to this. Nobody fucking, like, tell this person. I have to use, it's funny, if you say, I have to use gender neutral pronouns, everybody's like, well, that means you're talking about a chick. Maybe I'm talking about a dude. I'm going to say dude. It's a chick. So I went to law school with this person. Not dumb. I liked her. She was fine. I got along well with her. She was smart. Not, like, brilliant, but smart. I'm smarter, but I'm smarter than every fucking person. I fucking love this. I love the fucking law like I love nothing else in life except for my own dick, MMA, alcohol, drugs, dog. Okay, there are a lot of things I love more than the law, but still, whatever. She's not incompetent. It doesn't matter. After law school, she's not a lawyer. She graduated, passed the bar, and she didn't go to court. She's not a real lawyer like I am. Like, I'm a real lawyer. I have clients. I have deadlines. I write shit. I have done appeals before appellate courts. I've had judges say you win. I've had judges say you lose. Those judges were wrong. But whatever. Like, I've been in the fucking trenches. She has not. From what I recall, she works at the law school in some sort of administrative capacity. Whatever she does. Point being, this person is not like, your grizzled veteran lawyer. Not that I am, but you know what? I'm my fucking old man. I have 35 years of his shit. Plus, let's see, I started law school in 07? So 9 years. Because my dad was a fucking mess after my first 3 years of law school. So I ran his practice from basically January of 08 until he died in 2012. But starting in 2008, I was basically an attorney. The Illinois State Bar Association, for listening to this, he was still mentally competent, and he was able to follow through and everything and double-checked all my work. I just acted as a clerk for him, blah, blah, blah. Censure the fucking old dead guy? Fuck you. Anyways, this person who, again, it's not like she's a horrible person anyways, but she's not like, again, in the trenches or anything like that. She's fucking running to be a fucking judge. I judge. I'm not fucking kidding. A fucking judge. Do you have any idea how fucking absurd that fucking is? People think Donald Trump, blah, blah, no, fuck that shit. This is what matters. Now, just because she's running to be elected judge in the county she's in, doesn't mean she'll win. Fine. What if she loses, so be it, whatever. Who gives a fuck, right? I give a fuck. I I care. The fucking balls on someone who's not a practicing in the trenches attorney to think that they are qualified to be a fucking judge is the most fucking absurd thing I've ever heard in my fucking life. It angers me beyond anything. Anything that has ever existed in the history of the world. Fuck that shit. If you have not had a judge look you in the eye and say, you're wrong when you know you're right, you should not be a judge. If you've not had a judge look you in the eye and say, you're right, and you think, fuck, that is probably wrong, you should not be a judge. If you don't know how to write a fucking order, if you've never had to stand there and go through the cattle call that lawyers have to, you should not be a fucking judge. This is how bullshit happens. This state is so fucking corrupt. Mike Madigan fucking destroyed the state, put his bitch daughter, well, she's a bitch, that's a little misogynist. His daughter, Lisa Madigan, is the attorney general. My mom for a while was like, oh, well, she seems really nice, but no. Apples don't fall far from the fucking tree. My dad was a brilliant alcoholic. Hey, look what I am. Ugh. He fucking put his daughter into place. She's the attorney general. The state's a fucking mess. Everybody gives Bruce Rauner shit. At least he's trying to do something different. This fucking state's so pathetic. We're so overrun with corruption. We don't even know how corrupt we are. There was a fucking interview done by a paper from downstate, and they're asking a Chicago politician, well, why should you have this funding? Why should you have that funding? They didn't have an answer. Their answer is basically, well, we just should. It's fucking insulting. Illinois is a piece of shit. No one should live here. It's awful. It is everything that is wrong with politics in the world. It is the most fucking nepotistic, fucking, you know, suck mine, I'll suck yours, fucking state in the union. I hate it. And to see somebody get, oh, Mike, are you judge? No, first of all, I should be a judge. I think I do a really good job of being a judge. I think I have the mental temperament for it. I have the respect for the law for it, and so on and so forth. But, like, I'm obviously not running to be a judge. I'm sitting with fucking two puggles in a basement drinking myself to sleep as I rant into a fucking condenser pro microphone and sending out, like, 13 people to listen to on fucking iTunes or whatever. Yeah, clearly, I'm not exactly, like, judge shit material, but I'm fucking sure shit. Fucking more qualified than somebody else. Oh, stop it, dog. But the fucking chutzpah, the balls, the fucking size of this chick cock to even think that she should do this. It's just infuriating. And guess what? Nobody's going to say no to her. Not just her, but anybody. This whole state's run by shithead fucking nepotistic fucking pieces of shit. Fuck you if you like Illinois. If you think the state is running well, if you think that, oh, yeah, well, we should just, you know, continue on, we can keep moving about. No. And fuck, whatever. Fuck, I'm a fucking libertarian. I don't give a shit. I am so sick of this fucking state where we just have fucking politicians that are like, well, we'll give a tax break to Boeing, but not to this person, or to United, but not to that person. And then they don't fucking understand. Oh, gee, I wonder why this company's going to leave us. What's the difference? Can you fucking treat every company different? Treat them all the fucking same. Either everybody has high taxes or nobody has high taxes. But don't fucking pick and choose your fucking winners, you fucking nepotistic pieces of shit. And I know I'm saying nepotistic a lot, but it's the only fucking word that fucking describes them. Fuck this state, it's so fucking stupid. Fucking hell. We are so screwed. Illinois is a fucking disaster. We have schools that are pieces of shit. We have so much money that goes into these schools. Why are the kids stupid? Because the fucking money goes to administrators and the teachers don't get it. But fuck the fucking teachers in Illinois too. Oh, we're so sad about our fucking pensions. What, are our pensions going to be funded? But fuck you, you fucking assholes. These fucking teachers expected to work for 20 years and they get a pension where they get full benefits and like 70% of their fucking salary. Fuck you. You fucking retire at 50 and you think you should get to live the next 40 years of your life on the fucking dole? God, suck my fucking dick, you motherfuckers. Fucking teachers in Illinois. There are fucking teachers that get, depending on the school district, to get tenure after 3 years. 3 fucking years. Are you fucking out of your fucking mind? You get a fucking job for life after 3 years? Somebody could be 25 years old, and they know that no matter, basically no matter what, as long as they don't fuck a child or, like, murder someone, they'll have a job for the rest of their life. Fuck you. Fuck you. Doctors don't get that. Lawyers, you're not even a fucking doctor or lawyer in the world that after 3 years of practice, they can just sit back and go, well, I fucking paid my dues. Oh, fuck, you didn't pay any fucking dues. You didn't do shit. You sit there and you're fucking immoral. There should be fucking tenure for fucking elementary school teachers. Tenure should exist, if it should exist for anyone, for university-level professors, so that after a certain point they can go out there and start, like, investigating and looking at different types of, like, you know, shit that may be a little controversial. Because they have tenure, they feel protected. You know, some professors are like, well, you know, I teach history, but it's a little controversial if I look into why Abe Lincoln actually secretly raped slaves and was a racist. But because I have tenure, I'm protected, so I can do good work. That's what fucking tenure's for. Not a fucking reward for 3 or 4 fucking years of doing your fucking job and not fucking a child. Fuck this fucking state. It's so fucking stupid. It's a fucking bitch wants to be a fuck. Oh, you know I'm not being a misogynist. Fuck you if you think I'm being a misogynist. I don't give a shit. You should be a fucking judge, and you know who you are. If you're listening to this, I don't give a shit. Fucking text me. Tweet me. Message me. Fucking tell me why you should be a fucking judge if you're not a fucking real lawyer. A real fucking lawyer. You've been in the fucking trenches. You have any fucking real clients? I have clients that rely on me. I have people whose entire future depends on my brain. Because of the shit I have thought of, widows have money to put their kids through fucking college. Fuck you if you haven't done anything like that. And guess what? I sleep on a fucking cot with 2 fucking dogs. Because this shit profession doesn't pay shit to people to do it the right fucking way. Don't be a fucking lawyer. I wrote an article about that on halfguarded.com. Well, you shouldn't. Don't fucking do it. It's a shit profession filled with shit people, and shit like this happens. You should not fucking do it. Because if you do, all you're going to do is look at people who are not fucking qualified for jobs. Even try for that. Are you kidding? It's not like, if she wins, I'll be fucking, like, absurd. Whatever. Illinois, you vote on people to be judges. Fine. Whatever the fuck. If people are so fucking stupid they vote for something. They don't fucking know. I don't know what their way to pick a judge is, but I know that asking regular people to vote is fucking stupid as shit. Because regular people don't know who the fuck judges are. Next time you go to a fucking ballot, if you see a judge in the ballot, ask yourself, who is this person? You don't know who they are. Nobody's doing any research into them. No one's reading all their fucking opinions saying, gee, I wonder if this guy actually applied the Sixth Amendment right, the Sixth Amendment correctly or rightly. Well, I don't know. I mean, his interpretation of the Third Amendment right to prohibit the, quartering of soldiers is a little off. I don't know. Nobody thinks that shit. Oh, the judge out in California that fucking let that fucking dickhead cock-sucking piece of shit from Stanford. By the way, I love cocksuckers, but fuck him. From Stanford rape that chick and then get 6 months. Oh, suddenly, oh, we gotta get rid of him. Oh, great, great. You found the one judge that you guys can all see who did one bad fucking job. Well, listen to fucking lawyers who have to go to a fucking court every fucking day and always see these shit-ass fucking judges who suck ass. And they ruin shit. They destroy lives. They fuck up the entire fucking system. Everything sucks ass because we have these fucking pieces of shit. Especially in Illinois. More than any other fucking state in this entire fucking country. Illinois is like Europe. And fuck you, Europe, because you guys are way fucking worse than we are. Europe is fucking ruled by a fucking oligarchy. You may think you got raised with fucking kings and queens, but you have a whole fucking ruling class, even worse than America. So fuck you, suck my dick and lick my asshole. Like I said earlier, get the fucking corn out of it while you're at it. Fuck this shit. This chick should not be a fucking judge. It's bullshit. You're not fucking qualified to even think about it. Fuck you, suck my dick. I'm so fucking sick of this shit. There's your fucking rant, people that like, well, no, Mike got angry. Anyway, fuck that shit. Here's our fucking commercial. I could fucking go off for fucking days. I'm just fucking raging right now. Just fuck you. Who the fuck texted me? Oh, I'm a fucking tweet. Fuck Twitter. Fuck 140 characters. That's what's fucking wrong with the world. A fucking 140 characters. Get your fucking point across in life. You think anything smart or intelligent ever was discussed in 140 fucking characters? Fuck you. Fuck you. If your incredibly brilliant thoughts can be distilled to 140 characters, they ain't brilliant or shit. Real smart people have to write shit that takes more than 140 fucking characters. And I'm not saying you need to be Tolstoy or Dostoevsky. You can be Hemingway and know every single word and what they mean. But you sure shit need more 140 characters. And that's why Donald Trump's going to be president of the United States. Well, that's why Hillary Clinton's going to be president of the United States. Because they can boil shit down to a fucking 140 character tweet. Donald Trump can just fire up a soundbite, and Hillary Clinton just say, I am a fucking pussy. And that's her whole fucking qualification. Donald Trump is a piece of shit, but at least at one point in his life he did something. He got a bunch of money from his dad, and he made more money with it. Hillary Clinton came out of her fucking mom's gaping cunt hole, and actually, hey, she's got a pussy. She's a cunt. She has a twat right there. She's fucking a woman. And since that time, she has not done shit to make her to be qualified for president of the fucking United States. Voting for her is an act of fucking blatant sexism. Fuck that shit. And fuck Donald Trump, too. I don't want to fucking vote for a guy who's famous for saying you're fired. Are you kidding? You fucking went to... If you fucking appeared at WrestleMania, you can't be president. If you bought or whatever and are proud of being behind Miss Universe, you can't be president. Fuck both of them. Fuck all of it. It's shit like that, and somebody running to be fucking judge when they have no fucking experience is why we're all going to fucking hell. So fuck all of it. It's bullshit. And I'm Mike Coughlin, and this is HalfGuarded.com. Listen to this quick fake commercial I'm going to produce, and then we'll continue on with the rest of the show, which I recorded days ago. I don't even know what the fuck it says. Thanks, everybody. HalfGuarded.com. Bye. Hi, everyone. Half-Guarded Hour here at HalfGuarded.com is brought to you by Brick House Tavern and Tap, specifically the one located in Downers Grove, Illinois. The Brick House Tavern and Tap is a family get-together with scantily clad women. You can go to the Brick House Tavern and Tap in Downers Grove at 1461 Butterfield Road, Downers Grove, Illinois. If you mention the Half-Guarded Hour at HalfGuarded.com, you'll get an extra 15 cents off of each platter that you purchase. Again, that's the Brick House Tavern and Tap in Downers Grove, Illinois. Was that not just a fantastic interview with Mr. James Swift of HalfGuarded.com? And now we're here for the second part of the show, which I'm actually recording before I did the part with Swift, because that's how I can do things. I have headphones on, even though I'm talking to myself and the dogs. But I have other things I wanted to rant about. I'm actually calling James in about half an hour to get his thoughts on all the stuff we already talked about. So if this part repeats that part, it'll be good, because he's smarter than I am, and you should listen to him and not me. But I have my things I want to rant about, which I probably didn't get to with him, and I have things written down on paper. Although, before I get started, I have something saved on my iPad. I only screenshotted it. There's a recent case involving a swimmer from Stanford University who was convicted of he wasn't convicted of rape, but some variation of rape, like a lesser version of rape, like object penetration, which is usually he stuck his fingers in somebody. And a lot of people are upset. He got 6 months and things like that. And I don't know the ins and outs. It sounds pretty freaking bad. I don't really know what's going on, but let's assume that it's a terrible, terrible decision. But what I laughed at was I saw some idiot on Facebook say, it's really sad that the only way that we could have true due process in America is if the lawyers are involved. And all I can think of is, duh. That's like saying the only way we can have really good medicine involved is if the doctors are doing it. Duh. Anyways, on to more pressing things. I'm going to do the preacher thing, I think, this weekend. A black guy I yelled at. Terrible joke. I actually only told it to, Tony in private. I didn't post it on Facebook, but I figured, why not do it on a show instead? Hold on. It's not really a joke. I mean, it is. But we've had the deaths of Prince, Muhammad Ali, Kimbo Slice, and that Cincinnati gorilla. It's a terrible time to be black in America. Oh, I went there. Anyways, but speaking of Muhammad Ali, I can segue into my own thing here. I have a rant. It's about racists when it comes to Muhammad Ali. Not that Muhammad Ali was a racist, although maybe he was one. I don't know. Here's the thing. I'm 33 years old. Now, what that, like, I'm the age Jesus was when he died, and he changed a lot, right? So, like, I'm not a spring chicken. I never saw Muhammad Ali fight because he was retired before I was born. And he retired before a lot of people were born. In fact, most people, I don't say most, but a lot of people in the world, if you're like, if you're 40, you maybe saw him when you were a young, young kid. But the actual impact of Muhammad Ali on society and what he did is basically only known by, you know, people in their 60s. Like my, I didn't say my mom, like my dead dad. Like it's easy to read things, go, oh, okay, I kind of get it, but nah, you don't. It's like, imagine in 30 years when everybody's gay and some kid's reading about, you know, gay people in America, and he's like, oh, yeah, I totally understand how, you know, that persecution gays went through. It's like, no, you don't. You don't know Matthew Shepard. Like, I can kind of appreciate that. But I get a general sense of Muhammad Ali. But my point with the racists is, my dad used to make this, because my dad was a bit of a racist. Says the man that just made, a pretty good black joke about monkeys, or gorillas, apes, whatever the fuck they are. But still, you know, a racist nonetheless. He grew up during the height of the civil rights movement, when Ali was at his peak and all this stuff, and blah, blah, blah. My dad was a big Republican. He's a Republican, not a libertarian. I am a libertarian. That's different. Also, I have in the background right now the Polo Reyes, Pollo, Marco Polo Reyes versus Dong Hyun Kim, but not that Dong Hyun Kim, because I'm just watching fights in the background for fun. I look at my audio levels on this. This is just so much better because I took the time to adjust things for a second. But Muhammad Ali was obviously born Cassius Clay. And when he converted to Islam, he changed his name to Muhammad Ali. That was his right, his prerogative, and obviously, you know, his beliefs, he didn't think it was right to fight in the Vietnam War, he sat it out. This dude gave up the athletic peak of his life, and probably several million dollars at a time when several million dollars was like tens and tens of millions of dollars today, because of a belief. I mean, I don't give a shit what he actually believes in, like, he believed in it. And this isn't to lionize him, because Muhammad Ali had a lot of faults. Side note, I've seen all these people lionize and talk about how great Kimbo was. That's weird. Like, I don't speak ill of dead people, usually, unless they're, like, you know, shitheads. I don't think Kimbo was, like, a true monster shithead. Like, we're not talking Adolf Hitler here or anything. But he's just a backyard brawler that beat up bums and drug addicts, got on TV, and I think his most impressive performance was beating, like, Tank Abbott. Like, big fucking deal. Actually, maybe the Houston Alexander fight. I don't know. Anyways, going back to Ali. And I saw somebody I know in the world, and this guy could beat the shit out of me, but there's no way he's listening to it. And he's, you know, Muhammad Ali was great. This guy trains at my gym, but he's younger than me. I think he's like 8 years younger. I would say 25 or something like that. But very, very good at jiu-jitsu. And all that shit. And he's talking about, like, rest in peace, I was always inspired by you, Cassius Clay, there would never be another, blah, blah, blah. And he went out of his way to call him Cassius Clay, and he started getting shit on Facebook. People were like, why are you saying Cassius Clay? His name's Muhammad Ali. He's like, well, that was good enough for his mommy and his daddy. Also, always a sure sign that somebody's a hillbilly when they say daddy. I think somebody used that joke once. I don't give a shit. It's a play-it-out hack thing. I can say it. He's like, oh, well, you know, if it's good enough for them, it's good enough for me, and blah, blah, blah. It's like, first of all, you don't care about his parents. You don't know his parents. I don't know anything about Ali's parents. Maybe they're great. Maybe they're bad. Maybe they're horrible monsters. Probably not, but I don't know. But the fact is that if, and I say fact is, even though it's not a fact, if Muhammad Ali had changed his name from Cassius Clay to John Smith, nobody would have a problem calling him John Smith. Nobody would go out there and say, well, if his daddy called him Cassius, that's good enough for me. They'd be like, oh, he must be called John Smith. All right, whatever. But the fact that people have a problem with him being called Muhammad Ali, I just think it's flat-out bigotry. I don't know if it's race. It's what we call Islamophobia, which is stupid, because nobody's afraid. Like, actually, okay, people are afraid of Muslims, but only on airplanes. It's like homophobia. Like, no, we just don't have a term to, you know, like, we have racist. What does racist mean? You hate people because of their skin color. Well, homophobia is you hate somebody because they like to suck dick. Nobody hates lesbians. So you hate people because they like to suck dick. Islamophobia is you hate them because they're Muslim. That's what it means. It's not phobia. We've taken a Greek. Just not Greek, Latin thing, just whatever. Point is, his name was Muhammad Ali, and a man has a right to be called by his name. And that's what he chose for himself, that's what he identified as, and especially given how sincere he was in life with his beliefs. Again, he underwent intense scrutiny from what I've read and watched on TV. And I guarantee you, I wouldn't have done that. I would not give up millions of dollars to be like, oh, yeah, I'm Catholic. If somebody's like, Mike, you need to denounce the Pope. Well, it wouldn't really be a problem. If you need to denounce the Pope and say that you love the Southern Baptist Convention, and we'll give you, like, $50, I'd be like, boom, whoever runs that thing, Billy Graham, you're awesome. Or fuck whoever is in charge of that. So, you know, I give Ali a lot. I mean, that's really... For all the things he's done wrong in his life, and he did, again, he's probably done a lot of things wrong. I don't think he's a perfect man. He probably hit his wife. I know he cheated on her and had multiple children, multiple wives, and shit like that. The dude was very sincere, and I'm sorry, but you call him Cassius Clay, you're a racist. You're a bigot. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. You are a fucking bigot. So piss off. Is the alcoholic. Thought that rant would be longer. But there's really not much more to say other than you're a bigot. I'm waiting to call Swift. Some of this stuff I'll go over with them. Brock Lesnar's coming back! I teased this on April 20th. I didn't realize this was 420 when I teased it. That was a while ago. Was it? Over a month. Yeah, but he'll be coming back at UFC 200 to face Mark Hunt. And the UFC 200 is fucking huge. Like, the UFC's on a roll. Like, holy shit, UFC 200. What? First of all, this past Saturday's UFC 199, and I might be talking to Matt Grady tomorrow about some of this. I'm recording this Tuesday. I don't know when shit goes out. I don't care. I thought it was one of the greatest shows I ever watched, ever. Like, this is just top to bottom amazing. I don't think there was actually a submission on the show, which is kind of funny. They did a lot of tributes to Ali and all that stuff. But then they made the big announcement that Brock Lesnar is coming back. That commercial was incredible. And at the very end, when Brock just shows up, it's like, oh my gosh, I'm going to wet my pants. And obviously there's a whole hubbub with Ariel Helwani, which we've already discussed in the show. I don't know what we said about it. But I'm sure that it was intelligent. So Brock's coming back. They announced Conor versus Nate 2 will be at UFC 202. UFC 201 is, I just realized, is a goddamn fucking Reyes and Kim. What a fight. I mean, Kim was outclassed on the feet in many respects, but he had that deadly left hook, and god damn, can he land that thing. But you know, UFC 101, Lawler, Woodley, and then you got Mighty Mouse versus Wilson Hayes. I love Wilson Hayes, but he's going to get smoked. Like, he's going to get smoked bad. But still, you know, a double title fight main event. Lawler, Woodley does not do anything for me. But I'm going to see if I can get Woodley on the show, actually, because he's got a connection to me. I got like 1 degree of separation, me and Kevin Bacon. You know, he lands that left hook so well. So, but then, I don't know. There was fake news today that Jose Aldo was injured. Turns out it was just that fake. I still ran a story about it, because why not? The preacher thing, I was going to rant about that so much. Okay. Kimbo Slice, obviously, has passed away. And that's, you know, anytime a dude dies, it sucks. This is now the second person under the Bellator contract to die. That promotion's cursed. And they are damn lucky that Ken's still alive. Actually, it's technically the third, because Dada 5000 died in mid-fight, I think. Like, shit's just weird. Like, and it says a lot, I think, about the athletic commissions. Because Kimbo was going to fight in England in July, and he probably would have been cleared. We know this because Dada was cleared, and he never should have been. Ken Shamrock had, like, prescription-grade heroin in his body, and he was somehow cleared. And these dudes are still fighting. And, you know, Bellator's easy to rip on. They've got massive, massive problems. But I don't know, just like the Kimbo thing kind of came out of nowhere. It's like, geez, like when Muhammad Ali died, it was kind of like, huh, he's dead. But it was more like the shock of Muhammad Ali's dead? Like, he's been so sick and ravaged by Parkinson's for so long, you kind of almost accept, like, well, he's just not going to die. Like, you know he will, because he was a dude with a debilitating injury, and he was in his 70s. Of course he's going to die. Like, most people in their 70s die. I think he's like 74. Like, I think that's almost the exact age American men die at. And black men die younger than white men in America. They may have one of the, I think black men have the lowest mortality rate in the United States. And he was a boxer with a terrible disease. So when him dying shouldn't have been a huge shock. But still, when he died, it's kind of like, huh, Muhammad Ali is dead. And it's weird, because he truly was a larger-than-life figure. But yeah, I don't know, it's just kind of, it's odd. He really was one of the most famous athletes and human beings on the planet. He may have been the most well-known person on Earth. Like, as far as actual person. Everybody knows that there's a Pope, and everybody knows a president, and President Obama might be more well-known, weller-knowner, I don't know. But, like, I guarantee you, most of you listening do not know the Pope's name. You might remember Pope John Paul II, but he was, like, an awesome dude. What a nice takedown by Kim. Like, Pope Francis, like, I think Pope Francis is doing okay, but whatever. But Muhammad Ali was just, it's Muhammad Ali. And he had transformed himself, and he really is, in so many respects, like, there's his life parallels America, and that he was reviled at times during the Civil Rights Movement by some, and beloved by others. Although I have a feeling a lot of the people who loved him, weren't huge boxing fans, necessarily, but they loved what he stood for, which is fine, that's good for him, whatever. But over time, he was gradually accepted. People, I don't want to say he was proven right. That's getting too political. I wasn't alive during the Vietnam War, although I was born closer to the Vietnam War than I was 9/11, and that's fucking weird. I guess I was born in 83. That was only 9 years before the Vietnam War, 9 years after the Vietnam War officially ended. Thanks, Nixon. Do I say anything? I don't care. I don't care. But it's just such a time of turmoil, and it's a time that I think a lot of people nowadays are trying to recreate. I think a lot of the Bernie Sanders stuff today is just old hippies that want to have a cause, and you know, everything going on with the transgendered issue with the bathrooms. Like, people are trying to, like, create a new civil rights movement. And so many people nowadays are just kind of like, okay. I mean, there's enough people to fight against that you can fight. But it's not like in the 60s when people were getting fucking hosed down and having dogs sticked on them or whatever. It's like, oh, no, Target's going to let transgendered people pee where they want to pee. That's the big struggle these days. Like, we've come a long ways, baby. But Ali did also. Like, he went from being this controversial figure that, you know, divided a nation, and just like in the 60s, the nation was divided, and people were blah, blah, blah. And then over time, everybody loved him, and it's the same way in the sense of, like, you know, the nation, America itself, more or less has come together. And, you know, realistically, I think Ronald Reagan did a lot to solidify the country, brought back a lot of people on the right that were feeling disillusioned. Then Bill Clinton came along, and things just went so well. President Bush, W. Bush, had the country together for a while after 9/11, then everything went to shit. Some people were genuine. Again, I think some people just wanted to fight. You know, like, I'm sorry, I never gave a shit about the Iraq War. People volunteered for it, and I think that's why it never resonated like Vietnam. Vietnam, people were being forced into it. Like, you were drafted into the war. Like, you had no choice. Like, somebody's like, hey, you gotta go, it's time for you to die. Like, you volunteered for Iraq. Like, 9/12, a bunch of people were like, yeah, I wanna go over there and fight people and kill. It's like, oh, shit, okay. But, yeah, I don't know. Like I say, though, it seemed that, like, you know, Ali, just whether the country followed him or he followed the country, he's kind of just this cultural figure. I'm just rambling right now. By the way, congratulations to Michael Bisping. Totally unrelated. But, yeah, that's Michael Bisping won the title, and I fucking marked out for it. It was awesome. The whole show was awesome. Dan Henderson and Max Holloway looking scary, scary good, because Ricardo Lamas ain't no joke. And he outclassed him. Like, ooh, Max Holloway's good. So, yeah, I don't know. We'll see. I'm trying to figure out. Like, I think I got enough here to end this segment, which actually means it's the end of the show. So, oh, fuck that. I know what I can do, because I told James I'd call him in a couple of minutes. I want to brag about being a man today. Okay, two things have happened to me in the past 2 days as I worked downtown Chicago. One, I ran into Bryce Harper. Should have gotten an interview with him. But I walked out of my building where I'm, the office building where I'm working right now, and there's Bryce Harper. Like, just walking down State Street in Chicago. He had sunglasses and a hat on, but he had a tight, bro-tastic t-shirt and all this stuff. And I'm like, and he was huge. I mean, he was like every bit of, I don't know what he really is, but he looked like 6'4 and 230, just ripped. And, like, I look, I go, is that fucking Bryce Harper? Why is Bryce Harper in Chicago? And was, the Nationals are in town playing the White Sox. So, yeah, I literally came within, like, a foot of actually running into him. And I would have beat his ass because I'm a man. But, yeah. Anyways, and then today I told off two people. I feel like I'm rushing through this because I just want to get I want to do the first part of this show. And this is boring to me. I don't know. Like, fucking solo shows. Like, I used to be really good at these. And now I just kind of want to, like, talk to people. Because then I can just drink and let them do the work. So where I don't say every day, but a lot of times I go to a Walgreens that's across the street from me, and I buy a sandwich for lunch. Real healthy eating, I know. I'm just becoming fat. It's just awful. And there are various homeless people around Chicago. We all have our own homeless. I have my own homeless people. I may have told my homeless person bit before. If I haven't, remind me to tell it again about the homeless dude with the frozen pizza. But most of my money goes to this one homeless lady who's literally looks like Arseface from Preacher. I am not exaggerating. And I would never take a picture of her because she's truly just... there's no way this woman could ever probably, like, have a job and stuff like that, but just, I'm not Mr. Social Welfare here. I'm a libertarian for a reason. And a lot of, you know, but something, I don't know, like this lady should just be allowed to have, like, a nice room just because of what the fuck she's obviously gone through in life. Like, somehow the world should just, like, agree, yep, she deserves something nicer. So she's my homeless, she's my current favorite homeless person. But there's this one kid I see sitting outside the Walgreens all the time. He's in his early 20s, total tweaker, obviously drugged out. Just sometimes he's a cat with him, which depresses me because I always hate seeing homeless people with animals because it just destroys me. Then again, I think if I was homeless, I'd take at least I'd take Mickey here. He already looked at me. I'd take one of my dogs with me. But anyways, you know, I see him. I stand at the corner. I threw my change, and so I'm waiting for the light to change. And this dude, and I say dude, probably like late 40s, whatever, you know, businessman type, probably looks like he pulled himself up by his bootstraps, starts talking to this kid and lecturing him. Like, out of nowhere, he's like, so, you know, what are you doing here? Have you found any wallets lately? I'm like, what the fuck kind of question is that? He goes, do you know, if you find a wallet, that there's a lot of things in there, but that's just cash. And I'm like, did you lose your wallet? You're gonna blame the homeless tweaker on this, on, you know, State and Monroe in Chicago or whatever. He's like, and you know, you're never gonna get ahead just doing this, just sitting there. The guy's just sitting there with a sign saying, "Anything you have would help. I would appreciate it. Please, please help me. God bless." And then he's reading a book. That's what the guy does. That's his life. That's it. And why are the volume levels looking weird now? Sorry about that. And so the guy's giving this kid shit, and eventually I'm just standing there. I'm like, I'm not leaving till this ends. I want to see how this plays out. And the guy looks at me, and I just say, hey, leave the kid alone. He ain't hurting nobody. He's like, well, but I'm going to go, no, I don't care what he's doing in life. Leave him alone. I don't care if he's a druggie. Leave him alone. And the guy's like, well, I'm like, just get out of here. And the guy just fucking turned tail and ran. And I was like, yeah, that's right. I told you off, motherfucker. I'm getting some old man power. And then to conclude the show, to show that I'm an equal opportunity dick, not just old white men, young black men get it too. And this one, it angered me almost more. Because it was so fucking stupid and ridiculous. I'm speaking louder and louder because I think the freaking levels on this thing are going off. Hold on a second. Why is this weird?
Hello.
I gotta eat the microphone more, I think. And anyway, so yeah. When I leave work, I walk out of my building. I have my earphones in. My earbuds from Apple, and I'm listening to some a podcast, Stanhope's podcast, and all of a sudden I can't hear what I'm hearing because I hear rock music, and I'm standing at a street corner, and that's kind of odd because when you're listening to a podcast, you generally don't hear rap music unless you're listening to a rap music podcast. And I look over, and there's a young black man, a Negro, if you will. And that's an appropriate term in this day and age, right? Oh, I love the idea that Swift's family might, like, listen to this and be like, you write at halfguarded.com. And so, I look over, and this fucking asshole was holding two Bluetooth speakers, one in each hand, as he listened to them for his music. He didn't have Beats by Dre on or anything else. It wasn't enough that he wanted to listen to his music. No, he wanted to make sure we heard his shit-ass rap. And it doesn't even matter. It could have been country. It could have been anything. The fact that this fucking dickhead... Oh, and there down goes Kim. He was playing this shit so loud. And I'm like, I'm tired of this. I'm done. And so I just looked at it and I go, hey, stop it. Nobody wants to hear your crap music. And he kind of gave me this blank look like, what? And I think for a second he was going to, like, front on me. That's what the kids say. And, like, get up in my face. But I wasn't going to have it. All right, everybody. Yep, you can hear me now. I do not know what just happened. Anyways, to conclude that story, I told the black kid, stop playing your stupid music through your stupid Bluetooth speakers in public. And he gave me a look, and I said, that's right. Your music sucks. No one cares. And he walked away, and I was a conquering hero to old white people everywhere. And that's the show. So thank you to James for joining us. For joining me, whatever, and until next time, I hate to, I want something better than the good fight, good night, au revoir, mes amis, but that's all I've got for right now, so that's what I'll say, good fight, good night, au revoir, mes amis, and thank you for joining us at halfguarded.com for the Half Guarded Hour with Mike Coughlin and James Swift and everybody else, yay!
I was a five-star man before the internet, and I'm damn sure a five-star man now, okay? I just gotta drop the dead weight so I can shine.